This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Steph, a good day program at 7 minutes after the hour, Friday, the 30th of December. Let's see, that would give us one more day. 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31 in kind, except February, which each leap year has 29. Okay? And they go back to the fourth grade. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. On the air for the last broadcast of 2016. Monday will see us begin a new year with new thoughts, new hopes, new dreams, new aspirations, all new and good. Let's look back the past year statistically. There are all these programs, you listen to the news radio stations, and you watch on television the same old stuff with the same video. You've heard the same story 100 times, so why do we do it? The only statistically interesting story, compelling maybe, I'm not sure what the right word is, that I think I want to hold, and I don't even want to hold on to this, but I think that it's worth a moment or two of our time. So let's spend a moment on stats for this past year and then maybe look ahead to potential stats for the next year. Number of police killed in the line of duty last year, up sharply from the year before. There are a lot of problems with the police. We know that. Police shootings, the police who shot some innocent civilians, some bad guys. I don't know what the number is. It thankfully is heavier than this. But still, when you get down to the bottom line, 135 police officers lost their lives last year. Some died in traffic accidents, half of them, at least maybe a few more, were shot in the line of duty. And that turns out to be a 56% increase in this sort of death with police officers from the year before of 2015. Of the 64 who were shot on duty, 21 were killed in ambush attacks, which are usually fueled by anger over the police using force. And minorities are most often involved in that. So you look at that stat, we go back. I don't want to go through each one of these things, but I thought that information, I thought that number, and I thought the way that the Police Officers Association got to that number was important for us to understand. More because it's so much larger than the year before. So what the heck is going on? Why are there so many police officers being shot in the line of duty? Why are there so many confrontations? Why is it that in this circumstances, the circumstances that prevail, we've got this really edgy situation that exists? I think it's something that we all ought to be contemplating, frankly. Contemplating, thinking about why it is that we are so violent and there is so much violence here in our country. You can say, well, look at what happened in Paris, and look what happened in Brussels, and look at all the shooting in the Middle East, and look at this, and look at that. Yeah. But I think we hold ourselves up, whether we ought to or not. Now, that's a question that you can decide on your own. I think we ought to hold ourselves up to be better than that, frankly. To be better than the rest of the world. To be better than. We claim, and we are, I think, for the most part, pretty proud of who we are and where we sort of stand in the world of nations. Have we lost some esteem over the last few years? Yeah, I think we have. I think we've lost steam and esteem, frankly. And that's, I don't fix the blame. I don't think fixing the blame fixes anything. I think you fix the problem and you don't fix the blame. So, under the circumstances, I was reaching for something here. Hold on. There we go. Under the circumstances, it's really kind of, it's our job, let's put it this way, in the new year, to see if we can't have a better relationship. The police need to do a better job in general, and we need to do a better job. We need to be better citizens. We need to be more thoughtful. We need to be more, even right down to the business of manners. How good are you? My daughter has a 2-year-old son, and we were talking about how to bring him up in the world so that he has respect for authority. And that respect is to be earned. You don't just, because you put on a uniform, whatever the uniform is, whether it's policeman or soldier or whatever, you don't automatically deserve respect until you do something that earns the respect. And thankfully, most of the people who put those uniforms on, whether it's in service to America as a soldier, or whether you're deciding to be a police officer to uphold the law. That's the idea. Hopefully you want to uphold the law. And under that circumstance, when you do your job well, you deserve respect. Unfortunately, too many police officers don't do their job well, and then they bring upon them the wrath of the public that overdoes the anger. All police are bad. No, they aren't. That's a foolish statement. Some police, a few police, are bad. And then there are those that aren't well trained, and that's not their fault. That's the fault of management. That's government management. And then, you know, you go into the business about soldiers and all of that stuff. We go round and round with that. I'm for respecting those who deserve respect, and teaching our children to respect those who deserve respect is an important part. And we're not doing that. Parents are doing a lousy, I was about to use the S word. But that's appropriate, I think. Because I think a lot of parents are doing a bad job. I think a lot of parents are bad parents. A lot of parents shouldn't even be parents. And speaking of that, fast forwarding to 2017 as far as stats are concerned, starting on Sunday, January 2017, New Year's Day, a new baby will be born in our country every 8 seconds. And a person will die every 11 seconds. So we're going to have a population gain. Every 8 seconds, a baby is born. Every 11 seconds, somebody dies. Every 33 seconds, a new immigrant, legal or otherwise, will be added to the population of our country. So think about that. Every 8 seconds, a new baby's born. Every 11 seconds, somebody dies. And every 33 seconds, somebody comes into our country from another country, whether it's legal or illegal. So when you put all the numbers together, when they're all added up with a combination of births, deaths, migration, our country will increase by one person every 17 seconds. Too many. We have too many people who live here now. We can't handle it. Drive around Los Angeles with me today and tell me that this area isn't overpopulated, at least with cars, if not people. And you can say that in San Diego. You can say it in San Francisco. You can say it in Chicago. You can say it in Denver. You can say it in Washington. You can say it in Miami. You can say it in Boston. You can say it in New York. You can say it in Philly. You can say it everywhere where there is a large population, urban and suburban. These stats are projections for the new year. And then you look around at the world population, never mind our census data, but looking at the world, the population of the world, Times Square, put yourself there tomorrow night, in the United States, there will be, at that moment in time, 324,310,011 humans living in our country. An increase of 2,245,347 from New Year's Day 2016. That's a 0.7% increase, which we cannot handle. And yet, we're going to have about that many brought into the country again this next year. Can't handle it. And the world sees the same thing. India. The stats are, in fact, larger. I think every 7 seconds a new baby is born there. They don't have much of a problem with illegal immigration because who the hell wants to go to India? I guess you could put it that way. It's not very kind, but who wants to go live in India? The only people coming across the border are the Pakistanis who are trying to blow up India. That's about the only illegal immigration problem they have there. Russia, the same thing. Well, the undesirable countries, they don't have the problems that we do. You think people are dying to move to the Middle East? No, not quite. Think they're dying to move to Africa? You think they're dying to move to some areas in South America? They actually are. I don't know that they have any illegal. The bottom line is that we have, and Europe has, the most desirable living conditions for the most part, and because we're easy to get to, we have a problem. Australia's got nice places to live, but it's too hard to get there. So we got to deal with this. Hopefully Donald Trump is working on a plan, and some of the leaders of Europe are, because we can't keep doing what we're doing. That's a viewpoint from Doug Steffen at 17 past the hour.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving. With 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
I'm Doug Steffen at 20 past the hour. Here's today's news mystery voice.
The pivot that he's made is on substance. He's out there talking about law enforcement. He's talking about defeating radical Islamic terrorism, middle-class tax relief. These are specific plans, and people can disagree with them. They're welcome to, but at least they can see them.
888-302-3684. This lady's been in the news since Donald Trump began his run for the presidency. More in the news this week for a different reason. Who is that lady? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. This is Doug's Good Day at 21 after the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
One and one half wandering Jews, free to wander wherever they choose, are traveling together in the sangre de Cristo, in the blood of Christ, mountains of Mexico. On the last leg of a journey they started a long time ago, the arc of a love affair. Rainbows in the high desert air.
Many people don't remember this song.
Mountain passes.
A lot of people don't remember that Paul Simon was married to Carrie Fisher, in fact.
I didn't know that at all until this. No, until this whole thing.
It's quite an interesting romance, what I remember about it. So Simon took to Twitter yesterday to offer his condolences, writing, quote, "Yesterday was a horrible day. Carrie was a special, wonderful girl. It's too soon." Going back to the history of their relationship, they met when she was doing the original Star Wars movie in 1977. They dated and then they moved into an apartment together. The drug use was what created the problem, but they got married in 1983, and then they got divorced in 1984. They carried on an affair for a long time after they got divorced, interestingly. And so this song, 1983, Hearts and Bones, is about his relationship with Carrie Fisher.
Like lightning shaking to the moon.
Lyric line, the arc of a love affair, waiting to be restored. You take two bodies and you twirl them into one. Their hearts and their bones.
Hearts and bones.
They won't come undone.
Hearts and bones.
Hearts and bones. How is that?
That's I also don't know this song. I love Paul Simon, but I've never heard this song either.
Yeah. It wasn't one of his big hits, but I think it... I'm trying to remember the album that it came off of. Graceland was before this, and he wouldn't have put it on Graceland anyway, I don't think.
No, I love Graceland. It's definitely not on Graceland, so maybe, yeah, one of the albums either right before or right after.
Very pensive.
That's actually lyric. The name of the album is Hearts and Bones.
Tell me why won't you love me for
very
who
pretty.
I am? Where?
Why won't you love me for who I am?
That's not
profundity. Not how the world is made. This is guy's a great poet. This is a great poet.
This is how I love you, baby.
This is how I love you. All the way to your heart and deep into your bones. Yep. This is a signature guitar move for Simon. You can hear this sort of a riff through a lot of the things he's done. So, anyway, another condolence message on the passing of Carrie Fisher. Interesting to see what happens in the next 24 hours or so with regard to Debbie Reynolds as well. Moving along in our music portion of this hour, focus on Neil Diamond. This is we put together here a Christmas medley of some of his tunes. He's landed his 38th top 10 album on Billboard's AC Airplay chart. The Christmas medley went from number 11 to number 10. He moved within one of Elton John's records for most top 10 since this particular AC Adult Contemporary Airplay chart premiered back in 1961. The Christmas medley is from Diamond's recently released album Acoustic Christmas. I'd rather we actually keep playing Christmas music.
I know. I don't like that the day after Christmas it's no longer appropriate.
It disappears like it wasn't ever there.
You can still hear it on the Holly Channel on Sirius XM, but you can't get it anywhere else. That's it. Done. So anyway, let's pay a little tribute to Neil Diamond for keeping us going in this spirit. 28 after the hour. It's Christmas.
If your job is a pain in the back, you may be able to do something about it. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. While there are certain occupations posing a greater risk of back pain, most jobs can make your back miserable. Fortunately, news out of Australia has helped identify a number of back pain triggers we can exert some control over. It seems that 7 a.m. to noon poses the highest risk of back injury during the day, possibly illustrating the need to properly stretch and warm up before engaging in physical tasks. Fatigue and being distracted were obvious back pain causes, but most Aussies reported engaging in awkward positions as the main culprit. The best prevention? Improve your core strength and posture, and remember to always lift properly using your knees. Your job shouldn't be any more dangerous than need be.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenics is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenics, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenics is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenics samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
With the past year and thinking about the future, our mystery newsboy of the day has been somebody to reckon with during the latter part of 2016, and now she's reckoning she's wrestling with some problems that has to do with her family and her connection to somebody famous. Who is this person?
I don't like when people hurl personal insults. That will never change. That's not my style. I'm a mother of four small children. It'd be a terrible example for me to feel otherwise. But he doesn't hurl personal insults. In other words, he's challenging the Democratic Party. He's challenging Hillary Clinton and President Obama's legacy and Democratic mayors all across this country.
All right. Who is that person? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. One more clip from her so you can maybe... I think now it may be becoming obvious to some of you, although she has not been a household name until, maybe 4 months ago. I think it's probably about 4 or 5 months since this person
around August.
Yeah,
I think.
Right, around the convention, in fact. All right, here we go, one more clip.
So what we're trying to do this week is get an assessment of where we really are state by state. And I'll be talking to all of our state directors, our field staff, our data operation, find out where we are and what they think we need. We also are we're going to start deploying people who are very talented in different states and bring them to these 7 or 8 swing states that then we plan on expanding to 10 or 11. And we at the campaign are going to expect Sean Spicer, the director of communications and the chief strategist at the RNC, to be spending more time here.
All right. 888-302-3684. Who is this woman? I will tell you one of the reasons that she doesn't do anything for me. I don't think she's very special. I'm not sure she's very good at what she's been hired to do. But time will tell. I'm trying to reserve all my judgment about what happens after January 20th. After January 20th? Duh. But this woman is the problem that she's having this week, trying to get her children into some private schools in the district where she's going to be working. She is running up against a stone wall because of her politics, because of who she's working for, which is untenable. The establishment elites are so against her boss that her children are being turned away from schools. How disgusting is that? So if you know who she is, 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Meanwhile, the United States has announced sanctions against Russia, and then Russia has responded. Let's start with what the United States said they're going to do as a result of the hacking of the Democratic, well, at least this current administration says the Russians have hacked into the Democratic National Committee, and the FBI says, yep, that's what happened. The Homeland Security people say, yep, that's what happened. And the Director of National Intelligence says, yep, that's what happened. So here's what they did.
President Barack Obama is booting Russian operatives out of the United States in response to Russia's suspected tampering in the presidential election and other cyber attacks. He announced sanctions against specific Russian operatives thought to be responsible for other hacks that stole millions of dollars from U.S. businesses and universities. Obama is also taking action over alleged harassment of U.S. personnel in Russia. 35 U.S.-based Russian personnel will have until December 31st to get their stuff and to get out of the country. Two of Russia's U.S. compounds will also be shut down.
Get your stuff and get out. Okay, so not to be outdone, these sanctions that were issued by the Obama administration yesterday against the Russians are now sort of, what do they call it, tit for tat, the manner of speaking. So what's happening is after these sanctions were announced, the Russians said, okay, if that's the way you're going to play the game, we're going to close the American school in Moscow. Now, if you don't know what goes on in these schools, for the most part, every major city around the country where we have diplomats has an American school. And these American schools are run by the government, sometimes non-government organizations, but they're mostly populated by American students who go there because their parents are living and working in Russia. And they're pretty elite schools. And so as far as Mr. Putin is concerned, we'll puke some of them out. You'll be gone. See you later, alligator. So this may be a difficult thing for Trump. When you look at the situation, the sanctions, a lot of people were happy about what Obama did because they said they were long overdue. And then when the Russians closed down the American school, they said, you know what? They'll get over it. So there's the back and forth. Let's see where 2017 takes us in this department. Speaking of 2017, Uri Geller will join us in about 5 minutes. We'll talk about what he thinks. He's a very sensitive guy. Where does he think the world is headed in the next year? 888-302-3684, as far as identifying our mystery news voice. We'll do that in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, speaking about the Russians have worked on a deal with the Syrians and the Turks to have a ceasefire, which actually took effect at midnight. Here's the story. The whole thing left the Americans out, it seems to me. Here's the story.
There's another ceasefire agreement in Syria, but this one is a little different. Recently, there have been a few ceasefires in the war-torn country, but many have been centered around Aleppo. This new agreement is set to start at midnight on December 30th across the whole country. Russia and Turkey helped negotiate the terms and will be guarantors. According to Russian media, the truce includes the Syrian government and seven major opposition groups. ISIS and Jabhat al-Nusra are not part of the deal. This is at least the third attempt at a ceasefire in Syria this year. The agreement in February gradually unraveled in a few months. An agreement in September lasted only a few days. The United States helped negotiate 2016's two failed ceasefires, but wasn't involved in this new one. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the agreement is fragile, but if it holds, peace talks between the Syrian government and the opposition are supposed to begin.
All right, let's get to our mystery news voice of the day. Gary calling into Good Day from Great Falls, Montana, big sky country. Right, Gary?
You got it.
Man, what a beautiful. I remember driving out there a number of years ago, and I never knew what it meant. You know, you hear all these stories about how big it looks when you're driving on a road in the middle of the mountains or out in the flat. It really does. The sky opens up. It's really an amazing phenomenon. If you haven't driven out there, my friends, take a ride to that area. Maybe not so much this month. Give it a while for the snow to blow away. Right? You had number of, how much snow you got on the ground there now, Gary?
Not a lot here in Great Falls, but it's been snowing around us quite a bit, and we've got another cold spell coming in here. So,
what does it mean, cold? To you, what is cold?
Well, it's going to get to like 20 below.
Yeah, okay, that's cold.
Yeah, which is not bad, really. I mean, you get used to it.
Yep, you do.
You were talking about the population a while ago?
Yes, I was.
Well, I'm trying to get Montana back under a million again.
You're trying to get it under a million again? How are you going to do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's work on it, though.
I tell people it's too cold to live out here, I guess.
Yeah, don't come here. It's too cold. You're right. It's actually beautiful, though. All right, so, Gary, who's our mystery news?
Beautiful place.
The mystery news voice of the day is?
Kellyanne Conway.
Kellyanne Conway, who is the former campaign manager and now the chief consultant to Donald Trump, is having a hard time getting her children into school because the people running the school don't like her, so they don't want her children. It's disgusting. It really is. These elitists, they're really over the... How dare they? That's my run on this thing. Listen, let me have you talk to Kara for a second. Gary, Happy New Year to you as well. Thanks for the call from Great Falls. Uri Geller joins us next year on Good Day.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Following a contentious election, a new Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll reveals heightened positivity among Americans, tempered with serious concerns about social divides. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
60% of Americans believe our economy will be more competitive over the next 4 years. 36% think we're headed in the right direction.
But on some topics, we are a nation deeply divided. Nearly half anticipate relations to decline between social, racial, and ethnic groups as a result of the election.
66% of Americans believe we will find solutions to our country's problems, but they're calling on bipartisan compromise to move the country forward.
More than half of those surveyed say it's more important for politicians to compromise in the name of progress than staunchly stick to their core values.
This latest poll underscores the American spirit of optimism and resilience. Profound challenges remain, but we can come through these together.
For more on the poll's results, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
All right, coming up on 45 past the hour, time for our weekly chat with Uri Geller, who is the premier medalist in the world, an inspiring man, somebody who has motivation is the key to his life. It doesn't seem possible, does it, that a week ago at this time, you were driving me to the airport.
Doug, it also doesn't seem possible that you're 70 and I'm 70.
That's right. Now, does it seem possible that I'm 10 hours away from you? I'm in Los Angeles this morning. And just think about all this. Yeah, the things. It doesn't seem possible as long. When we both got to know each other, we were in our 40s.
Yes, and you know, you're speaking into the future.
Yes.
Because, as you said, time-wise, I'm ahead of you. No, technology is amazing, but there's one thing that we cannot flex, we cannot stop, and it's time.
Yep.
Time goes by. Now, most people adhere to their watches, their wristwatches, their computers, their mobile phones, and their clocks to tell the time. But scientifically, I believe that quantum mechanics or quantum entanglement really shows us that there is no time.
No.
There's absolutely no time.
And you know what
and
else, Ari?
Yeah.
In terms of there is no time, there's also no such thing as age. In terms of we've created age, we've created time because it's a management thing. But in the universe, there is no time and there is no age.
Exactly, Doug. And this is why I do believe that although we physically do age and then we pass over, I do believe that the passing over is just another opening a door to a different dimension for us,
yeah,
where we become pure energy, we become pure spiritual, and we enter a realm that allows us to meet everyone that we once knew. And I'm a huge believer, and you know, which really translates down to life after death. This is why I don't say you die, you pass over, you go over to the other side.
Yep.
And I do absolutely believe that there is something out there that accepts our soul, our energy, and remember, we spoke about it dozens of times, that Albert Einstein proved that energy cannot be destroyed. So therefore, you, us, the living people and animals, we must ask the question, okay, when we die, what happens to that energy since it cannot be destroyed? So that's just another passage into infinity, which means there is no end.
Yep.
It's just absolutely hard for us to grasp, to understand what no end means.
Yeah, it really is way beyond what we can comprehend. But to come back to the temporal side of things, I thought we ought to have you spend a minute talking about where you think things are headed in 2017. What's your gut, your instincts, your sensitivity tell you we are going to be headed for? And give us about a minute on that.
Look, politically, we've got to look at it politically now because of the transition of Obama terminating and Donald Trump getting in. I definitely believe that Trump will bring more positivity to your country. There will be more jobs. There will be more foreign relation huggings, and things are going to be better. That's my kind of general view of what is happening. Medically, scientifically, IT-wise, you know, we are advancing in huge, huge leaps.
Yep.
And, you know, someday there will be no telephones. I mean, we'll be able to teleport ourselves. We'll be able to dematerialize from point A and appear in point B. We'll be talking telepathically. We're advancing, you know, into infinity. And as we're getting closer, we become brainier. We become more clever. And someday we'll have to feed other planets.
Yep. All right. There's a interesting look into the future next year and beyond from Uri Geller. Check out his website, URIGELLER.com.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right.
Really wanted to, but I didn't.
Yeah. Well, so I took care of that for you. 53 half the hour. It's now Tech Talk time. We will turn our attention to getting away from the laughables from Jennifer to the serious side of Victoria, who has a couple of stories here. Samsung in it again. And what the government is going to do to penalize Russia for hacking. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Tech Talk.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
girls. The president says he's going to penalize Russia over the hacking of the Democrats during the presidential election. Anticipating an imminent announcement, Russia continued to deny that they did the hacking. Of course they didn't. Why would you think the Russians are such wonderful people? Actually, right. The Russians are great people. It's the people running the country. It's pretty much like every place in the world. The countries are great. The people are wonderful. The leadership are a-holes. That's what it seems to be around the world. And so anyway, Obama says our goal continues to be to send a clear message to the Russians or anybody else, you better not do this to us because we can do stuff to you. Yes, we can do stuff to you. So what is the, what's the, what kind of things can they do? Are we going to hack into them? Or what do you do? Maybe you find out.
I don't know. Have they announced yet what the plan is?
No.
Or is it just going to...
I'm thinking he doesn't really have a plan yet. He's working on it, but he's sending the signal.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway. I don't know. It's just timing is questionable on this for me.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Here we have the Luke Skywalker arm.
What?
8 years in development. Victoria, would you like to bring us down this road? The bionic arm... Luke's bionic arm. I didn't realize that Luke had a bionic arm. Remember
Darth Vader cuts his hand off, and then at the end of that same movie, he's got this, you know, bionic arm. So they've named this. This is an actual real thing, and if you Google this, the videos of it, it is so cool and so high tech. And they did a demonstration last week at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, and they delivered the first two of these. They call them Luke L. U-K-E, and that actually stands for life under something. It's an acronym, but they're calling it Luke after the Luke Skywalker arm. And this bionic arm is actually going to veterans first before it's commercially available, which is great. And it is really everything that, you know, when we imagine what a bionic arm should be, it is that. It responds to natural muscle twitches in the arm, and it actually... can do things like pick up a grape, or it can hold a hand drill. I mean, it has a wide range of movement, and it also has, I think, six different settings for the strength of the grip, and it is really phenomenal, and I'm very happy to know that it's going to veterans first, which is so necessary.
That's
really great.
All right, let's check out what Samsung is up to now. There's always a week, can't go a day sometimes without Samsung news.
Of course, after the exploding Galaxy Note 7, Samsung needed some good news. So the good news is the Galaxy S8 is going to be coming out soon, and it's basically, they have Bixby instead of Siri, and it's going to be extremely similar to the iPhone, so that's good news for Android users.
I wish they had had it before. I wouldn't have got a new iPhone. It's 59 past the hour.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.